A new survey by the National Education Association found that more than half of teachers, 55%, say they plan on leaving the profession earlier than they had originally planned. The number bears that out. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 43% of teacher jobs are now going unfilled. And for all the teachers leaving, there aren't enough new teachers to replace them. Teaching colleges are seeing declining enrollment. The pandemic has made problems that already existed in the profession worse. Low pay, stressful work. And we're talking about how the pandemic has affected the already stressful jobs of teachers today. And you can join in right now at 1-800-642-1234. Teachers, we want to hear from you. Has the pandemic made you reconsider your career advice? What have been the biggest challenges for you? Have you had to do extra work because colleagues have left? And what needs to change? What kind of support do you need going forward? Call 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can always post on the Ideas Network Facebook page, and happy to take your emails at ideas@wpr.org. Tim Slecker is the Director of Education Preparation Programs at Muskingum University. He was the Dean of the School of Education at Edgewood College in Madison from 2013 to 2020. Tim, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Lee. Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. I heard you talking to Rob, 3 years ago on Central Time about this was not a teacher shortage, and here we are today with people saying this is a teacher shortage again. Tim, how do you see what's happening in the classroom with our educators?
Well, other than the COVID, the reality of what Rob and I talked about in 2019, again, the teacher shortage, whether we have one or not, again, I know it's semantics here, but one of the facts that I think listeners need to hear is that when I say there's no shortage, what I'm talking about is that what you said, the reality of the number of teachers leaving, the number of students who are not becoming teachers. So the pipeline into teacher education, the dips in enrollment teacher prep institutions are seeing. And maybe most important to hear this fact is that there are more licensed teachers in the United States than there are openings of teaching positions. So when I say there's no shortage of people who are qualified and able to teach. We then need to ask the question, what is happening in today's classrooms? And in 2019, there was a lot going on. And since COVID, the reality of what's happening in the classroom, what is it like to be a teacher? The reality of what it's like to be a teacher is that the work has become unsustainable. It's not joyful. Teachers who went into the profession for the whole reason to make a difference, to be that one person who was in their lives to help children, they can't realize that vocational aspiration. And so their agency and the research I've been doing over the 3 years with over 400 teachers, the reality comes down to something sometimes really simple, which I hope we can get into, is they just want to be allowed to teach again.
Well, that sounds strange to hear teachers saying they just want to be allowed to teach again. What are they doing instead?
Well, okay. So at this point, we could look at COVID. It could be a many things. And so we'll use the word shortage, the number of people available to be involved in schools during COVID, whether it's school bus drivers, lunch personnel, custodial, and even the teachers, the reality is that the pitching in. And so I think the intro talked about teachers doing other things. Sometimes teachers right now are being called during their planning times, their other times, to either cover where they can't get personnel and or have 3 and 4 more classes put into the same classroom so that they can then supervise the students. So one of the things you're hearing is that we're doing a lot of supervision, not a lot of teaching with COVID right now. But the other part of this, what does it mean to say, I just want to teach? This is the long-term problem that has just really intensified with COVID, is that for 30 plus years, we have been slowly telling teachers to account, when I use that word, the accountability movement, No Child Left Behind, Race to the Top, Every Student Succeeds. There's been an imposition to take away agency, to take away professionalism from teachers, and the realities and letting them make decisions about what's best for kids and putting in place rules where you have teachers who will say time and time again, if I follow this rule, this is not what's best for kids. If I do this, I'll be crossing a moral boundary. This is then, as they're saying in a lot of research, I'm demoralized. And when you hear about teachers saying, I need to leave, they were saying that in 2019. Throw everything COVID has thrown on top of teachers. And now why anybody is surprised to hear 50, 60% of teachers saying they're possibly thinking about not coming back as soon as next year. Nobody should be surprised by this. This has been out there. This has been happening now. The shortage, I said this before, is an exodus. The exodus is largely caused by the fact that we've had a large movement in the government by think tanks, by everybody else to say, teachers, you can't do your job. We're going to mandate what it means for you to do your job. And taking away that professional agency and making teachers do things that they know are not in the best interests of kids, then of course the exit door is there and teachers are saying enough and they're out.
Tim Slecker is the director of educator preparation programs at Muskingum University. He was the dean of the School of Education at Edgewood College in Madison from 2013 to 2020. And we want to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. Teachers, parents, students, for that matter, what's happening in the classroom right now and what can we do to restore some balance, I guess? So what are teachers asking you about, Tim, in terms of what they need and how they're going to find it?
Yeah, that's, you know, I think that's a great question. The fact that we're asking and talking about it right now, I just had a piece published at Diane Ravitch's blog over the weekend, kind of reacquainting people to the teacher shortage based on some of the interviews I've been doing over the past 3 years. And, you know, what are teachers saying we could be or should be doing? You know, when I said the simplicity of just let me teach, the reality then of looking at what that means is restoring professional autonomy and agency and creating a sense of maybe let's talk about why are people not going into teaching? I think that's the one. And when you said students, I'd love for you guys, if they're out there, to call, because that's to me also one of the things that most people don't hear a lot about. I have at the time at Edgewood and now even here in my new position here in Ohio, I still meet with parents who talk about the fact that their child who's coming to investigate whether or not they want to be a teacher openly say they do not support their kid's decision to become a teacher. I've had more teachers say I would never tell a student to become a teacher again. And I've actually had students in high schools come out and point up to me that why would they ever want to take this position? They can actually see the demoralization in their teacher's eyes, the lack of respect. How do we then instill or reinstall respect to the profession? That's a great question. Part of the answer would be, first of all, recognizing the disrespect that is put out in front of teachers daily. It's recognizing and calling attention to the moment, Lee, when you're talking about what do we do before we do anything. The first thing we do is admit we have a real problem. We don't have a crisis of a shortage of teachers. We have a crisis of the profession. We have demoralized the profession. We have taken that choice away for someone who wants to inspire to help people be better, to be better humans, to teach and learn. We've taken away that desire. We now have to point out this moment and say something's going on. So the solutions will come when we're able to admit the real problem.
And Tim, I want to circle back to this in a moment, but first let's go to Joe in Platteville who wants to talk to you. Joe, you're on Central Time. Good afternoon.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I missed a little bit of what your guest said. I agree with a lot of what he has said, but Act 10, to me, just put a dagger into the moral and the morale that teachers had in the classroom. It was to make teachers seem like they were kind of leeching off of society because of what happened in 2008. And the fact they still had a job and had all these benefits and everything else. it just made teachers seem like we were, you know, leeches on society, and that put on what I think your guest is talking about, people not wanting to go into the profession.
Yeah, Joe, do you feel that that legacy persists for MAC 10 as you feel it?
Oh, yeah. I think it really hurt the morale. I was teaching at that time, and it hurt the morale in our district substantially.
Joe, I appreciate the call, and that goes, Tim, to the heart of what you're talking about, of the feeling that teachers are disrespected.
Yeah, think about, I mean, you know, Act 10, and when I was there, I had come right after Act 10 when I first got to Wisconsin and got there. And you know, that's an issue, and I know very personal to Wisconsin and Wisconsin teachers, and to hear Joe again remind us. But take all that in accumulation across the country, whether it's an Act 10, whether it's some form of taking away teacher autonomy, taking away teaching time. That's that weird thing we keep coming back to. Time allowed to teach, but not just allowed to teach, but to make curricular and instructional decisions that are best made at the local level within the classroom. Then throw in something like Act 10, which really was aimed at, as Joe pointed out, the fact that for some reason teachers had the nerve to have a job that paid them a wage and have benefits. And that was always, it was like, how is it that we turned that into the problem instead of the problem being people who don't have jobs with benefits? And so, as I said, this attack on teachers has come in multiple ways, whether it's coming at them from having a job with benefits or then coming at them from, quote, not doing their job, and we have kids who aren't learning, and therefore we need to blame them. And how we blame them is actually by taking away their professional expertise to teach, and we mandate curriculum, or as some people will say, we need a high-quality curriculum now to help teachers. No, we need to admit that we have taken the soul from teachers and stomped on it, crushed it, moved it around. And now we need to admit that we have to give back and restore and actually look at the teachers as the noble people that went into a profession, again, to help people become better humans. Recognizing that, and recognizing that what I just said too, it's a profession. It's a moral profession that people make a decision to actually give up wages, to give up benefits, to help others. And the fact that we're routing people from this profession, that should be frightening people all across the country.
That's Director of Educator Preparation Programs at Muskingum University, Tim Slecker. He is our guest, and we're asking you to join us at 1-800-642-1234. Teachers, parents, and students, how do you envision the future of teaching? How do you see its current state as it stands? We'll take your calls when we continue at 1-800-642-1234. That's next on Central Time. This is Central Time. On the Ideas Network, I'm Lee Rayburn, and right now we're picking up our talk with Tim Slecker, Director of Educator Preparation Programs at Muskingum University in Ohio. And we're talking about a new survey that found over half of teachers say they plan on leaving their profession sooner than they had originally planned. And we want to hear what you think about that at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Tim Slecker is the Director of Educator Preparation Programs at Muskingum University. And Tim, I want to ask you about UW-Madison School of Education, which has a Teacher Pledge Program where teachers get financial support in return for working in Wisconsin's K through 12 schools for at least 3 years after graduation. You think this is a potential solution?
You know what? It's a move in the right direction that says that we have to do something different. My concern with any of these programs that are incentivizing people to become teachers is that if we're not looking at the conditions of what teachers are dealing with in the classrooms, what are the policies that situate and make up a teacher's day? What are the types of demands that we're putting on them when they get into the classroom? So, you know, supply side of this is one thing and to be thinking about. So incentives, of course, are great. But again, if we're only asking, you know, here a 3-year commitment, you know, that's not, is the 3 years is not what's best for kids. It's better than teachers leaving in 1 and 2 years. I get that. But so besides incentivizing, we also have to have a direct approach that is looking at the culture of the classroom, the culture of schools, the culture of what it means to be a professional teacher day in and day out. Because I'm concerned that we will spend more money incentivizing more people into a profession, and we're going to see more people continue to leave. And people are going to then come back and say, well, we spent money on it. We tried to fix it. Obviously, spending money isn't the solution. And so that, again, I think the UW is on the right track there, incentivizing people. But we're not going to make any difference in teachers leaving, because that's the real problem. It really is the real problem. You'll have more people go into teaching when more teachers stop leaving, and those teachers typically, and when those teachers then come out and their models for why people want to become a teacher. So incentivizing people to get into teaching, definitely we have to be doing that. But man, if we do not do anything that deals with the reality of what it means to be a teacher day in and day out, we should not be surprised that at the end of 3 years, anybody who's incentivized monetarily to get into it, we should not be surprised when we see them leave right when they're done.
1-800-642-1234 to join our guest, Tim Slecker, Director of Educator Preparation Programs at Muskingum University, where Michael in Mequon is standing by. Michael, good afternoon. You're on Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do you think?
Well, I think when I'm in a classroom and I ask students what they want to do after high school, one of the things that I don't really hear too much of is, and this was touched on earlier, is, you know, I don't really want to be a teacher. And I think we have a lot of excellent students that could fulfill that, you know, that duty to society, and something that bears a lot of responsibility for how our society functions and what they can do. And I think it's, as it was said, it's troublesome that, you know, students already see that is a path that they probably don't want to take on. And I think we really need to show in a number of ways how we value that if we really want to continue to be, you know, the great society of people that we are right now, if we'd like to be that.
So you're a teacher, Michael?
I am, yes.
Are you one of those who is considering leaving earlier than originally planned?
You know, I think it crosses everybody's mind. I think there are a number of things that draw me to it still. I think when I got into teaching, I came into it with a love for teaching the subjects that I have, and loving to see the change that I could make when I was tutoring in college and helping out with middle school camps and helping younger students learn. And I think that still draws me, but there is a line that gets towed nearer, and it's tough to continue to look at teaching as this thing that, you know, I can do forever when there's all these challenges that we've been talking about.
If there was one thing that we could do for teachers in Wisconsin, Michael, from your perspective, what would that one thing be?
I liked the conversation about autonomy. And giving teachers a platform to really show how they love to teach and to give them that autonomy to embrace their subject matter in a way that maybe they don't feel they're able to dive into tougher topics and have discussions with their kids about why what they're learning matters and how it can be applicable to them in the future, and to show them why teaching is so important to us.
Michael, thank you so much for the call. Tim Slecker, you heard from a teacher there, and autonomy seems to be, at least with the prevailing political debates about education, the other direction compared to where we're going, with calls now for cameras in the classroom and concerns over parents involved in the curriculum. It seems to be a stark contrast.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, you got to appreciate though what Michael just said, though. Again, you know, what is it? What would make a difference? That autonomy, that sense of a lot of giving them back the classroom. And yeah, at the exact same moment that we're hearing a solution to the teacher exodus would be professionalism, allowing them to teach, you actually see legislation coming out telling teachers what they can't teach. Telling professionals who are history teachers that you can't teach facts if they make children uncomfortable. These are the types of challenges that I said, when you create a toxicity around the profession of teaching, people should not be surprised that we don't have students who want to go into it. And that is a huge fear. So when Michael says, I'm concerned about, kids in front of him that don't want to be teachers, we should be really concerned. The fact is that children themselves are already downloading that teaching is not a place to make a difference in the lives of others. And if people...
But it is, though, Tim, right? I mean, you and I both know that.
And that, you know what? Yeah, thanks, Lee, for bringing me back off of my cliff. Because the reality is that... But this is the importance, because these are the people that make a difference in all of our lives. These are the people that create the doctors, the engineers, the lawyers, the farmers, everybody else. And so when you take down our profession, the teaching profession, please recognize the harm that you're actually causing to society in general, and maybe even in your local community. And so that's when I ask people, would you really want some of the things that you see happening nationally, happening locally at your school? And if the answer is, oh my goodness, no, we love our teachers, they do a great job, well, then it's time to get out and start telling them that, and reversing the policies that have stripped away that professional agency so they can advocate and teach to the best of their ability for what's best for kids.
Tim, we're out of time, but I thank you for yours.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Tim Slecker, Director of Educator Preparation Programs at Muskingum University.